This is Pastor Mike Parks welcoming you to Church 180's weekly radio broadcast, Turn Your Life Around. It is our prayer that through the word we are about to share, that you would be encouraged, enlightened, and empowered to get your life on track through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's get right into the message this week. I hope it's a blessing.
Today we're going to talk about God is the Holy Ghost. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8 says this, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." The best way to describe God, if I could, is like a diamond. If I had a big diamond up here, and I think I'm going to go to Party City and buy one and just bring it out so everybody can just keep that picture in your face. You know, a diamond has many faces. They call facets, right? And on this, and when you look at that, as you turn that diamond and look at a different facet, the reason what makes that diamond unique is that each facet is unique. Each facet, now watch this, each facet reflects light differently. God is light, amen? And so as we look at God, God is that diamond. But as we learn about these things, God is a spirit, God is love, God is jealous, God is a fire. God is Father, God is Son, God is, as we look, basically what I'm trying to tell you is God is one. The Bible says these three are one. But notice that each facet of God reflects the light a little different. And so you need to get to know the light. To get to know God, you need to look at the whole diamond. Most people just look at Jesus. Most people just look at the Father. Or you know, that's really what they, and then of course the Pentecostals all want to focus on the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, you're missing something by limiting yourself to just knowing one facet of God. God is beyond anything you can ask or think. God is beyond anything you can reason. And just when we think we get so far that we understand, there's that much more you can go. The great thing about God is He is fathomless. You can go as deep in God as you want, and when you get there, there's that much more you could go. You understand? And so we understand that just the scripture, the last 3 weeks, we've talked about how God is Father, how He provides, He protects, and He guides. How God is the Son, we knew that the Word, He's the Word, but He had to come in the form of a Son. We talked about that last week, why He had to come in the form of mankind so He could be our sacrifice, right? So He could pay a price we couldn't pay, so He could live a life we couldn't live, so He could show us a God we couldn't see, amen? And so He could defeat an enemy that we could not defeat. That's why He came in the form of a man. But today I want to talk about God is the Holy Ghost. And in St. John chapter 14, we're going to find Jesus telling us about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to start at verse 16 and 17. Jesus said, "And I will pray to the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth," capital S, that means it's a name, "whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you will know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Now, when Jesus was on this earth and Jesus was walking and teaching the disciples had the Spirit of God with them. That's why Jesus said, "He is with you, but He shall be in you." What He's talking about here is, you guys remember when Jesus sent out the 70 and how that they went around and healed people and that they, you know, they cast demons out of people, and everywhere they went, that the glory of God was brought forth and they preached the kingdom of heaven. And they came back to Jesus all excited and like, "Even the demons obey us." Jesus said, don't be excited about that. Just be excited your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You guys remember the story. But anyway, but He said, "But the Holy Spirit shall be, is with you, but He shall be in you." See, do you understand? Now listen, and going again in the depths of what God is with the Holy Ghost, I need to say this morning. The Holy Ghost, which is the Bible's very plain, calls Him the Holy Spirit and calls Him the Holy Ghost pretty much equal amount of time. But there has just been this whole thing over throughout time where people are scared of ghosts. You guys need to be like Ghostbusters. "I ain't afraid of no ghost." He's not a ghost to be afraid of. He's a comforter. When I was a kid growing up, we didn't have quilts in our house. No, we didn't have, we were lucky enough to have some sheets, but we didn't have quilts. We didn't have these new awesome things called comforters. Those are like the greatest thing ever. Didn't have any of that. We had these old army blankets that itched you and scratched you. And I mean, you came out of there feeling like you were sleeping with sandpaper. They kept you warm, but man, were they itchy. hated them things. But somewhere throughout time, some man realized man needed to be comforted. And so he invents this awesome thing called a comforter. How many of you got a comforter on your bed at home? Amen. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with quilts. Quilts are nice. But man, there is nothing like a comforter. There is just nothing like it. Now, and see, and when you go home and you snuggle up on the couch with your comforter or you snuggle up in bed with your comforter, you don't feel scared, do you? No. Why? You feel comfort. That's why they called it that. Jesus was the one who coined the phrase, the comforter. So when we talk about the Holy Ghost, you should say, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. That needs to be your whole new mantra. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. See, here's why it's important. Do you realize that God the Father, where is he? Heaven. God the Son, where is he now? Heaven. Where's the Holy Ghost? Here on earth. This is the only part of God you get to have a hold of. This is the only part of God that gets to live in you, excuse me, and gets to be part of your life every day. This is the only one who walks with you. So when Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, it's not Jesus walking with you. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. It's the Holy Ghost that's with you. But everybody's afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Now, I understand Pentecostals gave the Holy Ghost a bad name. I get it. You know, people acting crazy and rolling on the floor and doing goofy stuff. I get it. But the Holy Ghost ain't goofy either. Amen. He's the comforter. He brings peace. Now, here's the cool part. So there are three parts about the Holy Ghost. And this is where it kind of gets where people kind of get a little scared. But we're going to talk about it. God's just amazing. He just dropped something in my spirit. Glory to God. The first thing I want to talk about with the Holy Ghost is that he is the power of God. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was void and without form. Right? It says that. And then it says, and the Spirit, what? Hovered over the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And it was when God spoke, it wasn't God's words. Well, now listen to me. God's word itself did not make it happen. It was the power of God, the Holy Spirit moving on this void ball that was out there in what wasn't even space yet. It was the Holy Ghost, the power of God, that made it happen. Do you understand? It's just like your body is spirit, soul, and body. Just like yourself, someone says, how can God be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Well, how can you be spirit, soul, and body? You're one. Me, myself, and I, right? Amen. God is the same. And just like if my heart wants to do something and my brain says, okay, let's do that, without a body, it can't do anything. Do you understand? It is the body that is the power. It is the body that moves. It is the body that does things. Now, it is told by the brain to do it. And it is the heart of man that is what you are alive inside of you. But without a body, you can't do nothing. And the Holy Ghost is just like that. He's the part of God that is the power of God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, very famous scripture. It says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. To be a witness. The purpose of the Holy Ghost is to empower you to be a witness. And that's not just with words, but in deed. That's not just in word, but in signs and wonders. That's not just, but see, I've had several people when we've had this conversation. Pastor Mike, where's the miracles at? Pastor Mike, where's this at? I'll tell you where it's at. It's in the Holy Ghost, but nobody wants to have a relationship with him. Everybody just wants to have a relationship with Jesus. The church don't want nothing to do with the Holy Ghost, and they wonder where the power's at. The church wants nothing to do with the Holy Ghost, but they wonder why we don't see miracles. I was just reading the book of Acts, and Peter, flat out in the first four chapters, read that. He talks about everything he talks about. He talks about the Son of God, but he says the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. They had a relationship with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. And see, and that's where it scares people, because when the Holy Ghost of God hits the body, bodies act funny. When the Holy Ghost power of God hits, people act funny. Some of them talk funny. Amen. Some of them walk funny. Amen. I've heard it all. Drunk in the Holy Ghost, slain in the Holy Ghost. I've heard all kinds of names. And that's because man's trying to come up with a word to describe what the power of God does when it comes inside of a body of a person, when it moves. Do you realize that when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, they said, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth," and he said, "I am he," that the Bible says that they fell back as dead men. That's being slain in the spirit. It's in the Bible several places. I could show you more, but that's just one place. Why? Because where was the Holy Spirit? Remember that descended like a dove on Jesus? See, he was walking in. They were working together. It was an awesome thing. Do you understand, though? It's the power of God. And here's what God just dumped into my spirit. Yes, power can be scary. I know that when I deal with electricity, I'm actually a decent electrician. Now, I can wire stuff without turning the power off. It's, you know, never been shocked, doing good like that. I'm pretty slick. I can do okay with electric. But how many of you know that electric, if you don't handle it right, it'll bite you? That electric, if you don't treat it just right, it'll get you. And see, I think that's where people are afraid of the Holy Ghost, because they don't handle him just right. But do you realize if you handle it correctly, it'll give you light so that you can see. It'll give you power to turn big generators. It'll give you power to do awesome things. You know that stuff we built back there? We didn't build that with hammer and nails. No, we built it with a nail gun and a screw gun, and it all had to do with electricity and power. And we would have still been back there building if we'd have done it the old way. But because we harnessed the power that was available to us, we were able to accomplish great things. And if we would just allow the Holy Ghost and not be afraid of the power, but just begin to accept the power and begin to handle it like he was meant to be handled, we could accomplish great things in record time and change our community. Do you understand? Don't be afraid of the power of God. Respect it. Respect it, but don't be afraid of it. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. You don't need to be afraid. It's the power of God. People say, "Pastor Mike, why don't we have the power?" Man, I've been searching. I've been seeking. I've been talking to the Holy Ghost. I've been asking him, "Hey, why don't we have the power?" He says, "People don't want nothing to do with me anymore." He said, "People don't want nothing to do with me." You know, it's amazing. See, Jesus, now watch this. I'm getting way ahead of myself. And we're going to talk about how to bring more Holy Spirit into your life, how to bring more of the Holy Ghost into your life. But see, with the Father, you only have one way to communicate with the Father. What Jesus call it? Prayer. Okay, that's the only way you can communicate with the Father. All right? With Jesus, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. The only connection you can have to Jesus is what? The Word. Your Bibles. And see, and that's where churches stop. Right there. Churches want to have, they want to have the Word of God, and they want to have prayer time. And that's it. You're missing the power. You're missing the part of God that's the power. That's like having a car that's in perfect running condition with no gas. I don't care how awesome of a car you got. I'll never forget one time I was hauling furniture. I believe it was to Jim's house. That's where it was. And I came around the curve too fast in my little S10, loaded with furniture, and I went in the ditch. So I had a friend who had a really big Ford, you know, tires this tall. You know, one of them man trucks. You guys know what I'm talking about? One of them man trucks. He come in his big, I said, "Listen, buddy," I said, "I need to," matter of fact, it's the guy's building the Dream Series, Anthony. And I called Anthony, he's been my buddy for years. I said, Anthony, "I need your help. I said, I'm stuck in a ditch." He goes, "Oh, okay, I'll come pull you out." He brings his big four-wheel drive Ford. We hook up, and it was like nothing. It was like nothing. He pulled me right out of that ditch, like it was nothing. Oh, and I'll tell you another story. Do you remember when we buried the church van in the field out here? You remember that, Larry? Somebody went back Burt Lane and didn't realize the gravel quit and got it halfway out in the middle of that cornfield and buried the van. They saw tire tracks. They thought, didn't realize it was tire tractors. And so we went out there, Joey, Sheridan, and I, and we pushed, and we got mud covered. It was crazy. You should see it. Well, then we called Larry Purdon because he had a tractor. And he pulled back in there with that tractor, and he hooked up. And it was like, and I'm talking about that big brown van. It was like nothing. He pulled that thing out of there like it was nothing. So you understand, I'm talking about, you know, these, I don't care how powerful your big truck is. I don't care. But Larry, would you have been able to pull me out if you didn't have any gas? Would Anthony been able to come pull me out no matter how powerful that the potential of that truck was? You know, there's a lot of potential in that tractor. That tractor can do a lot of pulling. That truck could do a lot of pulling. You understand, there's a lot of things that thing could have done. But without the gas, you're not going to get anywhere. And that's what it's like in churches today. That's why we don't see miracles today like we used to and like we read about in the Bible. That's why we don't see those things. Listen, in my own life, I've seen cancer fall off people's arms. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen deaf ears healed. I've seen people get up out of wheelchairs and walk in my lifetime. But we don't see it like we used to. Why? Because nobody wants anything to do with the ghost. He is real. He's not an it. He's a person. I ain't afraid of no ghost. I want the power of God in my life. How are we ever going to change the world without power? You know, this church is just like Anthony's truck or Larry's tractor. Man, we got the potential to do great things. We have the machinery to do great things. We have the engine. We have all these things, all these awesome working parts like Celebrate Recovery and Lighthouse of Prayer and Praise and Worship and audio, video. And we got all these things like Blessings in a Backpack and the Midwest Dream Center and all these things that we got, all these working parts. But without gas, what are we ever going to do? Without the Holy Ghost, we're never going to be able to do it. He's the power of God. The second thing we find back in John, chapter 14, just a few verses down from where we started, verse 26. Jesus says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Say, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Now say it like you mean it. All right. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said to you. Number two thing is, not only is he the power of God, he's the teacher of God. He is the teacher of God. You know, people say, I read my Bible and I don't understand it because you don't have the ghost. I pray and it feels like I don't ever hear God. Well, that's because the voice of God, that's the Holy Ghost. He's the teacher. He's the interpreter. When God speaks, it comes through the Holy Spirit. You understand? He's the teacher. Now, I remember growing up in school, and I knew it wasn't cool to raise your hand and ask the teacher anything. I know how it was. Man, people hated to raise their hand and ask the teacher. But you know what? It's the funniest thing. The kids who raise their hand and ask questions, they got better grades than everybody else. Now, I don't know if that's because they raised their hand and they were teacher's pets or they actually learned something. But either way, they got better grades than the other kids because they weren't afraid to ask the teacher. And here's the cool part. I got in high school, because you know how in when you're little in school, teachers are kind of, well, see, it's different nowadays. But, man, teachers, when I was in elementary school, teachers were scary. I mean, see, I went to West Union. We had Mrs. Seaman. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you walked like this, and you didn't head down. And of all the teachers I could have gotten in the sixth grade, I got put in Miss Seaman's class. I say that's where the smart kids were, but I don't know. I think they had some other reason. Man, and she ran that school like a drill, like that class like a drill sergeant. And I mean, it was, and so you know, you were scared of her. Now, God bless her, after I got to know her when I was older, I was like, she's cool. She's nice. But, man, she wasn't nice in school. Anyway, I digress. But when I got into high school, and it wasn't that the teachers weren't hard. God bless Miss Blevins, taught for 42 years. They told her to go home. You know, you're only supposed to teach 30, 35 years. She taught 42 years. They said, Miss Blevins, go home. She loved to teach. And let me tell you what, she's the hardest class there was at that high school. West Union, anybody, West Union graduates, well, amen. But you know what? She cared. And you knew she cared. And if you would go to her and say, I need help, she would say, come to see me after class. Come see me during lunch. She'd give up her lunch for you. She'd give up after school for you. She'd give up. I mean, she was if you needed anything, all you had to do was ask. And she would take the time to help you. You know, Mr. Witt, oh my goodness, math teacher. Man, he was tough. He'd throw racers at you. He was something else. But you know what? That man would stay after school for anybody. He would always, if you were willing to learn, he would teach. He was ready to be there for you. He was ready to help you out. He was ready to do all these things. Because, see, what I learned as I grew up is that I didn't have to be afraid of the teachers. All I had to do was just ask. All I had to do was go talk to them a little bit. And they would be more than happy to help. It's the same way with the Holy Ghost. He wants to help. He's the part of God that's here on earth. He is the part of God. Jesus said, I'm going to read it here in a little bit. Jesus said, it is good for you that I go away. He used the fancy term in the King James Bible, expedient. Because he knew that the Holy Ghost was going to be greater than even what he did. Because why? Because the Holy Ghost is the power of God. Jesus knew it. I want you to think about, name the miracles that Jesus did before the Holy Ghost descended like a dove. That's right. Because it took the power of God. What did he do after that? Everything. Raised the dead, walked on water, calmed the storm, healed thousands upon thousands of people, cast out devils. I mean, what didn't he do? John said at the very last chapter in the book of John that if they wrote down everything Jesus did in the 3.5 years that he was ministry on this earth, the volumes, their books, there wouldn't be enough books written to contain everything that Jesus did. What do we do? That same spirit that was inside of Jesus, he is inside of us. Would they write volumes about all you've done for the kingdom of God? How big would your book be about what you've done for the kingdom of God? How big would your book be? Think about that. I think about my book. How big would my book be? You know what? I would have some stuff in there. I'd have a few pages. I'd have quite a few pages. But would I have more than one book? Have I done more than one volume? And it's the same spirit that was in Jesus is available to me. And he's ready to teach. He's the power of God and he's ready to teach. He shall bring all things to your remembrance. Have you ever been in a situation and all of a sudden a Bible verse just comes right into your mind for just out of the blue, just boom. That's the Holy Ghost. He's trying to help you. He's trying to bring that back so you know to stand, so you have something to stand on. That's what he does. The third thing he does, and this is where we really miss it, all right? The third thing he does, and this is where we really miss it, is found in John 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. Expedient means it's good for you. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Once again, Jesus refers to him as the Comforter. And are you ready for this? The third and, I think, most important role the Holy Spirit plays is he's our friend. Most people walk through this life never realizing that the Holy Spirit takes every step you take. The Holy Spirit takes every move you move. And when you're going through something, it seems like it's overwhelming. He's right there. See, my friend, listen, when we went through what we went through with Mom, I had some friends who was there. Who always, you know, they come in to check on me and make sure. But you know what? They weren't always there. My brother and sister, we were there for one another as much as we, and Dad, we were there for one another as much as we could be, but we weren't always together and always there. There were times at night you laid in your bed and you cried. There were times you were by yourself, but I wasn't by myself. Proverbs says he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You don't have to walk through this life alone. The Holy Spirit wants to be your friend. You know, the Bible tells us in several places that you can grieve the Holy Spirit. That means you make him mad. You ever make a friend mad? Yeah, it can happen. It can happen. Now, you don't hear about God, the Father, getting mad. Not really. I mean, you read where he got angry with Israel a few times, but and Jesus? What does the Bible all say about the Father? Oh, you're so merciful, God. You're so merciful. No, it flat says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. He can be grieved. Why can he be grieved? Because he wants to be your friend. Have you ever been picked last playing ball? What'd that feel like? That's what we do to the Holy Ghost. We don't even pick him last. We just don't let him play. We just don't let him play. You know why? We've all been through that. You know, some of us got picked first, some of us got picked last. We all know what it's like. And you always would see those kids. You get to the last two kids, and they were just begging not to be the last one. Oh, pick me, pick me. And the Holy Spirit's begging, pick me. I'm right here. Here's the crazy part. He's the best player on the field. He's the best player on the field. And how many times we leave him on the sidelines? How many times we leave him sitting because he's a ghost. He's spooky. I ain't afraid of no ghost. I was listening to Caleb this week, and a mom said she had to, one of the DJs said she had the coolest thing happen. She said she had to go to school to take her kid something. And she walks into school, and they're having lunch. And she said she walks in, and she sees her son sitting with one other kid all by themselves. And she knows this kid. She knew this other boy. This other boy wasn't her son's friend, per se, not one that comes and hangs out, those kind of things. But he was one of the hyper kids, if you know what I mean. One of the kids who's getting in trouble a lot. One of the kids who doesn't always have a good time at school. And her son was sitting with him and eating lunch with him. So when he come home, he didn't even see his mom. She said, I was just kind of standing back. I dropped off what I needed to drop off. She said, when he got home, I asked him, I was like, how many times do you sit with, I'll say Joey, I don't remember what the name was. He said, every day that he sits alone. He goes, some of my friends don't like him. They don't want nothing to do with him. He said, so I'll go down and I don't want to eat. She says, why do you do that? He goes, because I don't want him to eat alone. See, I mean, as a parent, that'd be like the coolest thing ever. I was like, oh, yeah. You know, she was like all celebrating because the stuff she's been teaching is sticking. But I say all that to get to this point. The Holy Spirit is a person. And he's here for you. But every time you choose to go through life and don't recognize that he's there, don't honor that he's there, don't give him precedence in your life, don't give him a place in your life, it's just like that kid that never gets picked. Just like that kid that has to sit by himself at lunch. And we all know how that feels. And that's why the Bible says we can grieve the Holy Spirit through things like anger and wrath and lust and all those things. That's how we grieve him, when we act on our own selfish ways instead of including him. You know, the Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. Well, once again, the Father's in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. We have the word to read. But it's the Holy Spirit who we can just say, hey, what do you think about this? He's right there with us. Remember, he's with you and shall be in you.
I pray this week's message has touched your heart. If you have need of prayer or would like more information, you can call Church 180 at 937-386-0333. Visit our website at www.church180.org or check out our Facebook page. Our church is non-denominational with a welcoming environment. Blue jeans are welcome and so are you. Church 180 is located at 2556 Moores Road in Seaman, Ohio, right across from North Adams High School. We would love to have you come be part of our family. The services are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. This is Pastor Mike Parks praying you have a blessed week, and we'll see you next Sunday right here on C103.